more time. Stop the car. I feel a dance. Wait a minute, let me out. Come on, y'all. Up. Get up out of your seat. Move your feet. Get up out of your seat. Do that dance, do that dance.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It is high time for those of us who call ourselves the children of God, the Church of Jesus Christ, to stand up and get into the Word of God. Saints of God, we need to seriously get ourselves into the Word of God. Begin to live it, preach it, confess it, speak it, move in it, operate our lives and our responses to everything that comes in our life in it. In other words, we must learn to govern ourselves with the Word. God made us to be just like Him. He made us in the image, in His image. So we have His ability and we can operate with notability, power, and the manifested presence of God. We have been vested with the same power Jesus operated with when He was on this earth. God manifested Him in His presence. He manifested Himself in the presence of Jesus. His glory, dominion, and power were shown through Jesus. In John 17:5, here's what Jesus said. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thy own self, with Thy glory, which I had with thee before the world was. This is Jesus talking, and he was talking to his Father. And he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He wanted that glory, and he told his Father, I'm ready now. Glorify me. It with your own self. I mean, come in me, and I will be in you. Just like he said in the book of John. Just like I was before the world was. And verse 16 says, and I have manifested thy name unto men, which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them to me. And they have kept thy word. We have to keep the word just like Jesus did. He was our perfect example, and the disciples kept the word. They became perfect just like Jesus, and they kept the word until their death. We are going to have to do the same thing. We can't just turn a blind eye to nothing, and we can't just go our way when it suits us or please us. We have to stay in the word, only in the word, just like Jesus and his disciples did. Through this word, I want you to understand that through this word that I just read and we just talked about, I want you to see and understand just where we are and where the powers to do the works that God gave us to do, where those powers is going to come from. It come from God, that manifested presence of Jesus Christ, you know, and the power to access all the power and blessings and ability and authority that's given to us by God. It's going to come through Jesus. It came through Jesus. And we're going to have to look at the word. If we're going to see it, we're going to have to look through the word of God. You know, God put his nature in Jesus. and his acts, his manifestation in him. All the acts that God did, he showed it up through Jesus Christ. He manifested through Jesus Christ. We have that same nature and power to act just like Jesus. We have been delegated power and authority to do everything that Jesus did, to walk in the, when he walked in the flesh on this earth. We have to live like Jesus, you know? We have to be like Jesus. We can't live any way we want. We can't do anything we want. And it's so important for us to know that we have to live just like Jesus. Jesus lived holy and righteous, without sin, without hypocrisy. You know, there was no guile found in his mouth. What does guile mean? I mean, Jesus didn't act in a sly, a cunning, intellectual way. You know, he didn't try to fool people like we do sometimes. You know, in the way we use our words, we try to fool people by mixing them up with the words we use. Jesus always spoke the truth, and it was plain, and it was in simple words. That's how he spoke. You know, he didn't try to show feelings of patronizing people or superiority. He didn't act like a know-it-all, even though he knew it all. He was all. He could do all. But he didn't act like a know-it-all. Or he didn't betray people with words or of intellectualism. He didn't try to do that. You know, he could have, because, you know, he does know everything. He made everything, and he can do all things. But he bought us out of his love. He bought us out of all of our sin and all our shame and all of our iniquity. He bought us out with the love of his Father. His words was the words of his Father. The word said that Jesus was obedient to God until the death. What is the point to this? The point that I'm making is that we cannot operate in the power and in the anointing of God except we totally and continually be obedient to God according to his word. The Bible is our guide. And, you know, we can find all that we need and all the ways that we need to live in the Word of God. Thanks of God, we have to do this. This is the time now, and our time is running out. We don't want to lose time. We want to gain time. You know, it's time for us to flow in the Spirit and the anointing of God. We need to be flowing and operating in the Spirit of God if we are to bring the kingdom of heaven here on this earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why I said at the beginning of the message, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is the work that we should do. This is what we should be doing right now. We don't have another second, another minute to lose. We should be doing it right now. We simply cannot be unaware of what our purpose is at this time. We know that we have all kinds of distractions, situations, circumstances, trials, temptations, tribulations, which come to us from Satan. And they come to take our mind off the works of God, and to stop us from fulfilling the plan and the purpose of God in our lives. We must get on track, saints of God. We have much to do. You know, I want to come back to John 7, the 7th chapter of John. And I think we started at the 21st or the 24th verse, where Jesus said God manifested himself in him, and he was able to manifest the glory of God in all the world. And John 7 and 21 and 24 speaks of how God spoke through prophets. And in verse 22, it says he speaks of how in these last days he has spoken by his Son. So he spoke by the prophets before, And now he's speaking by his son, whom he has appointed heir of things, by whom Jesus also have made the worlds. Jesus made the world. These things that he's speaking of, Jesus made the world of these things. Everything that was made in the world, everything that the world consists, Jesus made them. Saints of God, this is a powerful lesson. You need to get these scriptures and you need to go over them and over them and ask God to help you to see the power and all the things that Jesus did, that God did through Jesus and Jesus did in us. We have to know these things. Verse 23, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. This is who Jesus is. He is the brightness of God, which is his glory, and the express image of his person. We're still talking about God. And he's upholding all things by the word of his power. When he by himself purged our sins, this is what Jesus did. He purged our sins and he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. We need to be thanking God for all that he's done through Jesus Christ. He sat down after he purged us from our sins. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, which is our Father God. My God. Hallelujah. And verse 24 says, being made also so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance. See, this is what he got through an inheritance, through God, by God, he obtained a more excellent name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to know the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower that we can run into. You know, when we get in trouble, we can just run into that tower. Just say the name of Jesus, Jesus, and you can feel the power. You can feel the strength that's coming out of the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because he made everything. He knows everything. He can do all things. There's nothing too hard for him to do. It's nothing too hard for him to do. He can take our prayers to the Father because he's seated right on the right-hand side of him in the majesty of the power of God. He sits there and he do intercession for us. Praise the name of God. Saints of God, we have some power. We have something that the world don't have and the world can't give it to us. Only Jesus. You know, we simply must know, you know, our ancestor, our bloodline. In other words, we need to know of what spirit that we are of. You know, without that knowledge, we will keep running around lying and cheating and speaking evil of dignities and dignitaries and killing and murdering and you know, and murmuring and complaining. You know, this is what we'll continue to do. Murdering others. And without any kind of remorse. Seeing others murdered and not having pity and compassion. You know, we'll tell lies instead of the truth. And our living will always be imperfect if we keep doing these things, saints of God. If we don't live the way God say live, then all these things that I just read, speaking evil of dignitaries, killing and murdering, you know, taking our own lives, that's the way we'll live forever. We can't ever do the work of God. We'll always be imperfect, and we won't.